just emailed Noel Edmonds.
Yes.
It sounds as though you said you just emailed Noel Edmonds.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's
okay.
just see if it goes.
Did you start dear Noel? Or did you start dear Mr.
Mr. Happy?
I wrote, hello, Noel.
Okay.
Hello, Noel.
Hello, Noel. Like Mike Smith.
Oh, that would be nice if he gets in touch.
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's just see. You know.
Oh, he's still in Cornwall. There's a few
oh,
people.
Good.
Without saying where he was
Love
last night,
meet,
there's he is in Cornwall.
Right.
Come have a chat, Noel.
Have you not seen that one that says...
Yeah.
Dom, are you sure this is a real text?
Well, the first bit what is... I
saw Noel in a pub last night having dinner. He was with the banker and Mr. Blobby.
Yes.
Is that the one you...
I have a funny feeling they might not be telling the truth.
Right. Oh, I fell for that.
Here's your qualifying question if you want to be on today's £25,000 box. Box to Box is a coffee shop in Manchester owned by which ex-female England footballer and former Queen of the Jungle? It's a coffee shop in Manchester. It's called Box to Box. It is co-owned by which ex-female England footballer and former Queen of the Jungle? By the way, that's one person there. That's two clues for one person.
Mm.
If you want to be on the game today playing for £25,000, then even if you get on to play, we guarantee you £1,000. Even if you're wrong, you get £1,000 for being wrong today. But if you're right, it's £25,000. Text the word box, followed by the answer to that question. Send it to 83936. It has to be a text. It has to start with the word box and then have the name of that ex-female England footballer and former Queen of the Jungle. So text box, followed by your answer, 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You've got to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms and conditions, they're fun to read. And online entry details are at radiox.co.uk, right? So text the word box, followed by your answer, set it to 83936. You could be picked to play the game and be on just after 8 this morning.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
All right then, Mr. Happy. Let's do some letters.
Now, before I read this letter out, I'm going to say it doesn't sound like something for me, but it might be something for you.
Oh, is it something to do with keeping your clothes on?
No. Dear everyone, I am the organiser of a fun little running event in North Hampshire called the Heart Four.
Right.
Chris, I know how much you love running, so we thought we'd get in touch to see if you could help us spread the word about the Heart Four.
Right.
Basically, what it is, we are a relay event in which teams of four take turns to complete as many laps of a 4-kilometre loop as possible in 4 hours. What a perfect team you would make, the four of you. Yourself, Chris, Captain and James. It takes place on Sunday the 10th of August.
Oh, sadly, I can't make it.
Four kilometres isn't really that far, if you think about it. Yes, it is. And after you've completed a lap, you can chill with your friends while you wait for your turn to go again. We have music, food and ice cream available. But Chris, maybe you could double up and do some DJing once you've done some running.
Yeah.
Could you DJ for us as well?
Oh, right, yeah.
Life's a bit tough for running events post-COVID. You know why? Because they're too far. For many smaller events, it's difficult to fill entries, and so we always run the risk of not being able to cover our costs. We're our non-profit running club called Heart Road Runners, just off Junction 4A of the M3.
Well, here's the thing.
Who's
sending this in?
So this is Andy who sent this in.
Andy, hi there. When you say 4 kilometres is not that much, okay, well, depending on your fitness and how much you run, you may or may not be right, but also what you do is you run for 4K, and then someone else does it, and then you've got to run 4K again. That's, so when you start adding it all, so you could end up doing 12K.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But I'm going to be honest. And then you said, oh, maybe you could come down. And you could DJ.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Well, you know, you're very presumptuous there. I don't do this for free, you know.
Hmm.
But I'm going to be honest, it's called what again?
Heart 4.
Yeah, you lost me at heart. There you go. I'll be honest. That's a sore subject of that
now,
for me.
Now, once you complete the Heart 4...
Yeah, I then do an hour-long DJ set for him, do I, for free.
But
yeah.
you get a medal.
Right.
Which they've sent the medal to us.
Well, now, what an idiot. There's no point in me doing it.
Absolutely right. We don't need to do it because we've got a medal already.
That badge there looks like it should be on the front of a beer pump.
Yeah, it's like an angry deer. Or a stag or something. Anyway, good luck with it, though.
It's like a dog with antlers.
Yeah. In a good way. It's a good medal. That's what we mean. It's very heavy.
Quality.
It is good quality. Andy, good luck with it. I personally won't be able to do that because I'm playing badminton.
Are you? Where?
Is this?
At the badminton club.
Okay, which one?
It's just around the St. Albans Badminton Club.
Oh, okay. You're doing that. Who are you playing with?
With my friend Tim.
Would you video it for us so we can talk about it on the show the next day?
Do you know
what?
I would love to, but there's no videoing allowed. I hate it when they do that.
Photos?
No, you can't. You have to leave your mobile phone in a zipped bag outside the badminton club reception.
See, I'm actually gigging in Norfolk that weekend, on the Sunday.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Oh, well, you wouldn't be able to do it anyway. What a shame. So, James...
I'm getting paid to go and DJ somewhere rather than do it for free after running 4 kilometres. What a fool I am.
Yeah. On Instagram, if you want to check them out, by the way, it's H-A-R-T, Heart 4.
Stop staying Heart.
It's a different Heart, though, isn't it? H-A-R-T. So, James, if you just need to find 3 other people, and off you go.
Sunday
then.
After Radio X drinks, so I'll pub.
Well, no, this is a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's Sunday the 10th.
Just need a few days.
What night is the Radio X drinks?
Wednesday.
Right. This is Sunday.
Just need a few days to, you know... Catch up.
Decompress.
It's a polite no from us, but all the best, and we're giving it a plug now, so there you go. And quite literally, you can jog on.
That's good. I love stuff like that.
Nice branding.
Do you like that, Mr. Happy?
Dear Dom, now, this is actually a gift for Captain.
Hi, Dom.
This is a
Mr. Happy here.
Hi, Mr. Happy. How are you?
I'm lonely.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where are the twins?
They're here.
Oh.
Hello.
Where's the other one?
Hello.
Oh. One's further down than the other one.
Yeah.
Anyway, Captain, you've got a gift. This is for Captain Crapbeard.
Mm-hmm.
My local pub, called the Stylebridge in Staplehurst, sell Longman Bitter. I acquired a glass for Chris Longman.
That's his actual name.
Is it?
Yes. To take to Glastow. So you've got a pint glass to take to Glastonbury with you, Captain.
Oh, that's very kind.
Yeah. And then Longman, naturally excellent beer.
Now...
It's actually very good beer. I've had it before.
Oh, there you go then.
Can I also say that as a listener has got you that glass, now they've either bought it for you or they've ordered a pint of it and nicked the glass.
I think basically done that.
He's not done that.
Yeah.
But also, they've sent it to us and it has arrived intact.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But the amount of packaging that was involved, so well done, because it's lovely.
Hey, chuck us it. No.
There you go. Is it nice beer?
Very kind, thank you.
Is it a nice beer, Captain?
It's a lovely beer. They do a blonde, they do a bitter, and it's blooming delightful.
What's the blonde like?
A tasty little number, Dom.
Hey! Just quickly, you know we talk about Oasis quite a lot on the show. There's a brand new book out called A Sound So Very Loud, the inside story of every song Oasis have ever recorded.
Oh, wow.
So this is Ted Kessler, who I... know from reading his stuff in the NME back in the day. Ted used to work for the NME, probably loads of other publications as well. It's called, A Sound So Very Loud's the first and definitive book about the music of Oasis, written by two insider journalists and publishing as the reunion tour begins. So it's out now. That looks really good, actually.
The sound effect was slightly over the top, but I broke the glass, Captain.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like it broke about 14 times, though, didn't it?
It's broken into 1 million pieces. Oh, no.
Yeah, no one's buying that.
No one's buying it. So anyway, we've got this book sent in. Thank you very much. So it's Ted Kessler and Hamish McBain who've written it. Basically, as much Oasis stuff as everyone can get their hands on at the moment is going to sell very, very well, I imagine.
What's it called?
So it is called A Sound So Very Loud, the inside story of every song Oasis ever recorded.
That's a great book.
It is brilliant. It was really good.
There was Oasis night on BBC Two the other night as well.
Yes, there was a documentary that went out originally in 1997.
Correct.
Which I remember watching at the time. I had it on VHS.
I watched it yesterday.
It's brilliant. It's the one where Noel and Liam are in the caps, isn't it? In the khaki-coloured caps.
Yeah.
Have you met Ted Kessler?
No, I've never met Ted. But I used to read his stuff in the NME a lot. He's very good.
I ordered my... so, you know, the Oasis Live 25 first pop-up shop opened in Manchester on Friday, which looks amazing.
Mm.
And they've also got the collaboration with Adidas. So I ordered my Oasis Adidas T-shirt.
Ah, nice.
Because I'm a sucker for all of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that arrived on Saturday.
Oh, great.
That's prompt.
That's very prompt. Good work.
It's all ready to go. It's all ready. All I need now is tickets.
Liam and Noel pack the T-shirt for you.
I'm ready to go. I just need tickets.
Just need the actual tickets.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending the book in as well. And it looks really, really good. Dom at radiox.co.uk if you'd like to send stuff through the post on email or through the post to this address.
2, 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X. 30 Leicester Square in London.
Jam, please.
WC2H 7LA. Woo!
Jam, please.
Thank you, James. We'll be right back. Anything else you want to say, James?
That wasn't me.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Jam, please.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh! I've had an email.
Oh. No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
I've had an email.
Tease across the break.
I have an email.
Oh, you have had an email. I thought you were joking.
Shut up.
That is quick.
I'm excited.
So am I.
I shall open it on the air after this short break.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. Discover the incredible iPhone 16 Pro camera, a pro studio in your pocket. Get yours in the O2 summer sale and save up to £144, our lowest ever monthly price. Plus, roam freely in the EU, up to 25 gig. Right, that's summer sorted. Search O2 iPhone 16 Pro. O2, essential for living.
Achieved by £4 airtime discount on 50 gig tariffs over 36 months, roaming 25 gig limit if UK data allowances over 25 gig, and 2nd of July. Credit by Telefonica UK Limited. Terms apply.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited, pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Make your summer sizzle with a chance to win £7,000. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Winplus, great prices, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
You're driving down the back roads of Tuscany. The sun's setting, the wind's in your hair. You're playing your favourite tunes. No, not that one. Much better. Could life be any sweeter? Of course it can. With the money you've saved by comparing car hire prices through Kayak, you've got more to spend on some fresh, creamy gelato. Mmm, we'll take 2 scoops, per favore. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
I'm Professor Huggington, and I like to hug.
When your kid's favourite toy starts to run out of battery power, no need to worry. Your new batteries are already on their way, arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime.
I'm Professor Huggington, and I like to hug.
Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
At Wealth Recovery Solicitors, in most cases, our forensic software can track cryptocurrency to scammers' wallets all over the world. So if you've lost £10,000 or more in a crypto scam any time in the past 6 years, text crypto to 60777 now.
Wealth Recovery.
The Crypto Recovery Specialists.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
And as if like magic, we're back in the room.
Radio X.
Look how giddy. Come on.
I know I am giddy.
Come on.
What?
Can we open the email?
Oh, yeah, sure. Which email?
The one from Noel Edmonds.
Oh, the one I just got from Noel Edmonds.
Yes. Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah, so I just emailed him.
Yes.
And then I've got an email back.
Yeah, that's right.
So then...
No! Come on, what's he saying?
I don't know, I've not opened it yet.
Well, open it!
I will!
Come on, what's he saying? That was very quick, by the way, wasn't it?
Yeah, very quick.
Very quick.
He's such a git.
Go on, would.
So there's what I wrote.
Right.
Because I was gonna paraphrase what he said rather than just read it all out.
Sure.
He doesn't know I'm doing this. He doesn't know I'm on the air. He's probably not listening. All right. Hello there. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm loving the show on ITV. I know you're out in New Zealand now, but I've heard a rumour that you might actually be in the UK. If that's true, I'm going to come and find you for a hug, is what I wrote.
Okay, that's
brackets.
Nice.
If it's not true, then I won't be getting my hug anyway. Sending you guys loads of love. Speak soon. And he's replied, thanks. Very kind words. Not sure about the hug.
Oh, that's it. That's known as a non-committal email there. So we don't know if he's in the UK still.
No.
Let's be on UK.
I'm going to have to reply.
Yeah. Where are you?
Look, are you here or not?
Can we speak to you on Radio X this morning?
Time in New Zealand.
I'm on the air now. Hold on. I'm on the air now.
Yeah.
Talking about you and the show.
Can you come on as a guest on Tuesday?
My listeners are saying they've seen you.
Yes.
What's going on?
I'd love to be.
Is what going on a little bit aggressive?
No, what's going on?
I've written, look, are you here or not? I'm on the air now talking about you and the show. My listeners are saying they've seen you. What's going on?
I think always starting an email with the words, always starting the email with look. Look.
Well,
right, listen.
I tell you what.
Are you sending it?
Yeah.
Oh, he sent it.
Noel Watch.
Yeah.
What if I just get one back going? Chris, get the hint. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Yours, Mr. Happy.
Blackburn will give you a hug. Message Tony instead of me. I just emailed him saying, are you Mr. Happy? I hope you are.
That's right.
No, I'm joking. Let's leave the Mr. Happy thing alone. Right, killers at Radio X. Let's go.
Breaking my back just to know your name. 17 tracks and I've had it with this game. I'm breaking my back just to know your name. But heaven ain't close in a place like this. Anything goes, but don't blame. I said a heaven ain't close in a place like this. Bring it back down, bring it back down tonight. Never thought I'd let a rumor ruin my moonlight. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential, I've got potential.
Replied yet, but that's, you know, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, that's right. It's only a matter of time.
Look, are you here or not?
Look, any email that starts with look is good. He's composing an email.
Stop mucking me about, Edmund. Yeah.
What's going on?
I'll clear a space at 8:30 tomorrow.
Will you? Okay.
Yes.
Right. Is this for a Zoom?
He won't come on.
Do you not think?
No.
He might.
He won't.
Fingers crossed emoji.
I told you, he once tried to come on the show before and the guy answering the phone hung up at him thinking it was somebody, and then...
Well, he was a cretin, wasn't he?
I'd never hang up on Noel.
No. Hang up on Noel Edmonds.
Hello, Noel! Yeah, I'd love him to be on. I'd love him to come on the show, but he won't.
He was about the first person on UK radio to do wind-up phone calls, I think, pretty much.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Before it was a thing.
Yeah.
And he was very good at them.
Oh, and you didn't... And no offence, you didn't have to do a lot.
No.
Hello, is that Dominic? General Zod here from the planet Dummy. Is that all right to land a spaceship in your back garden? No.
Yeah.
No, I've just put some new plants down. I'm only joking, it's Noel Edmonds. When did you know you'd been wound up?
However, he did a great one. Oh, this is beautiful. This is so simple. So sometimes wind-up phone calls, they need to be elaborate to work. But sometimes if you get it right, it just can be so simple.
Yeah.
So the premise goes like this. So you answer the phone and go...
Hello.
And then go, oh, hello. It's telecom engineer here. We're doing some work.
Right.
Literally on the end of your street. We're unplugging the wires and phone lines and putting them back in again. But can you do me a favour? Because we need to pull the wires out. Whatever you do, don't answer your phone if it rings. Because basically, I get an electric shock. So I'm just ringing around everybody in the street and just saying, don't answer your phone. I'll be about only 20 minutes or so. And now you can see what's happening.
It's lovely, though, isn't
right?
it?
So this woman goes, oh, yeah, no problem. So he goes, okay, great. And he goes, I'll let you know when it's safe. Leaves it 2 minutes. Calls her.
Yeah.
She answers and goes, hello. And he just goes, ah! And she slams the phone down. That's great. Beautiful. So simple.
Completely beautiful.
So simple.
Good stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Ah!
Oh, come on. Let's get him on the show.
No.
I'd love him on the show. He won't come on.
You never listen.
He might be listening now.
He might be. Never say never.
He might be. If you're listening, Noel, come on the show. I'd love you to come on. I'd love him to come and do an hour.
Absolutely.
In fact, if he enjoys it that much, he can do Friday's show.
Yeah, Friday off would be lovely.
Go on, Noel, you know you miss it. Go on, you know you miss it. Go on, come and do half an hour. God, I'd love that. Noel Edmonds on Radio X would be so cool.
Somebody's saying it's less than 2 weeks till the Oasis' first gig and the only Noel we're talking about is Edmonds.
That's a good point.
That's very good point, Rick.
Talk about Oasis, you whinge. We don't talk about Oasis, you whinge. You can't, there's no pleasing you people.
New people?
New people.
Right. 5 minutes, and then we close the lines for today's... I may as well blooming do it again. The qualifying question for the £25,000 box. Right, I'm going to keep this simple, OK? You need to text the word box and then the answer to this question. Box to Box is a coffee shop in Manchester owned by which ex-female England footballer and former Queen of the Jungle? If you want to be on the game today, you get £1,000 for being picked to play. Whether you're right or wrong, you'll walk away with £1,000. And if you're right and you can guess the correct Radio X artist, you'll win £25,000. But for now, you need to answer the qualifying question. Box to Box is a coffee shop in Manchester owned by which ex-female England footballer and former Queen of the Jungle? Text the word box followed by your answer. That's text the word box followed by your answer and send it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. Full terms, conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. Okay, so text the word box followed by your answer, 83936, £1,000 for playing, £25,000 if you get it right. You've got 3 minutes from now, so good luck.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
He's not replied. He's not replied.
He's composing a very long email. That's
is that
all
what it
that's
is?
Happening. That's all that's happening.
Yeah, it better be. Otherwise, Blackburn's getting that cuddle from me.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Right, good luck texting in.
Radio X.
Lines close in about 3 minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Fly with the fry. Chicken is here. The 20 hot wings bucket. 20 succulent hot wings for £7.99. Come under our wings and feel the flavour saviour. Sensation awaits. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 20th of July. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See kfc.co.uk for D's and C's.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground. Milk frothed. Shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
You're driving down the back roads of Tuscany. The sun's setting, the wind's in your hair. You're playing your favourite tunes. No, not that one. Much better. Could life be any sweeter? Of course it can. With the money you saved by comparing car hire prices through Kayak, you've got more to spend on some fresh, creamy gelato. Mmm, we'll take due scoops, per favore. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Radio X. News update next.
Summer fashion announcement. Stripes are in, darling. Oh, and also florals. Groundbreaking, we know. Pastels and block colors, too. Basically, you choose. From breathable floral duvet sets to modular wardrobes and stripy blockout blinds, IKEA has hundreds of new summer products to let summer in. Fabulous! Visit IKEA online or in store. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Lines are now closed.
I did warn you. I did say the line's going to be closed, and now the lines are indeed closed. So, What we do is we get ready behind the scenes. What we do is, for those people who just wanted to admit the truth, well, we find a deliberately fairly quiet male caller to play the game. He doesn't sound that excited about winning £1,000.
We're all waiting for a woman.
Well, they tell us what they're going to say, and we just say, no, you're wrong, and we move on to another day.
Yeah.
That's clearly not what we do.
No.
It's the caller is absolutely 100%, I swear, on Captain Crapbeard's life. I swear that it's genuine.
Yes, it has to be.
We pick the caller at random. It just so happens every single caller has been a man so far.
Yeah. Would you a woman?
Yeah. Basically, for Dominic, Dominic needs a woman.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
So we'll play the game, £25,000. Noel Edmonds still not replied. We'll play the game after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, the UK has reiterated calls for a diplomatic solution after the weekend's US strikes on Iran. President Trump says Tehran's nuclear sites were obliterated, while US officials continue to assess the damage. He's also raised the prospect of regime change in a series of social media posts. The Conservative former defence minister, Tobias Elwood, says this is a pivotal moment for the region.
This is uncharted territory. We don't know how Iran's going to respond, whether Iran will deliberately try and draw in other nations, including ourselves, attack American assets probably in Iraq, close down the Straits of Hormuz. So many unknowns here.
In other news this morning, the Home Secretary Yvette Cooper is due to update MPs on plans to ban Palestine Action. The head of the Met Police says he is shocked and frustrated about a planned protest in support of the group. It posted footage last week showing two activists spraying paint over planes at RAF Bryce Norton. From today, weight loss jabs are going to be available from GPs in England. Mounjaro will be prescribed by them for the first time. Those who are severely obese or with other health problems will be prioritised. And the first images have been released from the world's most powerful telescope. They capture pictures of colourful gas clouds and dust, which are thousands of light years away. The observatory in Chile says the equipment will help transform our understanding of the universe.
Sport.
The first test between England and India's cricketers is finally poised, going into day four at Headingley. The tourists resumed their second innings on 90 for two this morning with a lead of 96 runs. Manchester City are through to the last 16 of the Club World Cup. They beat Al Ayn 6-0 last night. City will have to beat Juventus to top Group G and avoid a meeting with the winners of Real Madrid's pool. Speaking before the game, boss Pep Guardiola says winning the tournament really won't make up for their poor season.
It's not going to, you know, to change what win the, this competition or we arrive in the last stage. So now, right now, my mindset is not win that competition. It's go if we can extend our time here.
And Carlos Alcaraz's run-up for Wimbledon is going well. He won his second Queen's Club title yesterday. The world tennis number two beat the Czech Jiří Lehečka to lift the trophy.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Dry and sunny again for much of the UK. A few showers in the north. Feeling a little bit cooler. Temperatures up to around 24 degrees.
He hasn't replied.
Today. Still?
Yeah.
From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I emailed Noel Edmonds this morning and he emailed me back very quickly. I've emailed him back again. So far, nothing.
Right.
Is it because I started with, look. Look. Look here, you.
He's just, he'll be doing stuff. He's probably doing exercises or something this time of day.
Yeah, he's probably underneath his crystals.
Exactly.
Imagine if we can do some trails today, tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, Noel Edmonds.
Well,
no, just Noel.
Just Noel. Yeah. Noel live on the show. Yeah, you're right.
Oasis live on Radio X. Hi, Chris Moyles here. Noel is on our show tomorrow. I mean, I'm not saying it's Noel Gallagher.
No, absolutely right.
Although, currently at the moment, it'd probably be easier to get Noel Gallagher on than Noel Edmonds. Yeah. The way it's going.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello. Willy Bump.
Good morning, Great Britain. It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Someone just texted me saying Noel Edmonds has just been spotted with Taron Egerton, so no chance he's coming on the show.
That's it. That's a dead duck, then.
Right, the £25,000 box is locked. It will unlock if you correctly name the Radio X artist. That is the key to opening the box. You name the artist that unlocks the box, you will win £25,000. Whoever gets to play the game today gets a shot at it. And even if they're wrong, we give them £1,000. That's £1,000. Oh, sorry, it's the wrong answer. Here's £1,000.
It's not bad, is it?
So we'll do that after the next song, so stand by. Who do you think it is? Bear in mind, it did give us a clue on Friday.
Did it?
Yes, it did. But I'm not going to repeat the clue, just in case today's caller wasn't listening. They won't know. Now, do you listen to podcasts? You don't? Okay, fair enough. Well, listen. If you listen to podcasts, you should listen to ours. It's all the best bits of the week. And we always record an intro and a very, very short outro for it. Sometimes the intro, we get a bit carried away.
Yes.
This week, we just dropped it on Friday. It is our 500th podcast here at Radio X.
Isn't that amazing?
500 podcasts.
God, we're good, aren't we?
We're really good.
Really good.
Now, you need to listen to it. Here's what I'm going to say to you. Why don't you download it now, listen to it later? Download it now, listen to it later. Now, the easiest way to do it is if you've got Global Player. You can get it from wherever you get your podcasts, I believe. But I've got Global Player. So if you open up Global Player on your phone, right at the bottom it says podcasts, right? Now, depending on the algorithm, I don't know, it says Radio X Podcasts and boom, it's right there. But if not, hit podcasts, hit the magnifying glass at the top, write Chris M-O-Y, because if you put Chris M-O, it goes, yeah, I don't know who you are. But then you need to hit the podcast button, okay? Search, there it is, the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X Podcast. Click it. Now, you can subscribe to it, which means...
Yes, it pops into your box.
That's right.
Doesn't it? Straight away, without having to do anything.
Now, the reason you should listen to it is because it is our 500th podcast. Mm. And so we said to James, who's now producing the show... Hilarious.
Well, really, though?
Yeah. I said, I want a big guest. It's our 500th one. I want a big guest. I want Richard Branson back on, yes, inviting us once and for all to Necker Island.
Yes.
Or, like, Robert De Niro... Like a, you know, massive guest, massive star.
Absolutely right.
Somebody famous that everyone knows. But the question is, did he come through? Is Richard Branson on the podcast?
Mm.
Are we going to Necker Island? Did he forget and he didn't do anything? Do I just end up shouting at him for 15 minutes? Is there another curveball in this scenario? The only way to find out is by listening to the podcast. But what I will say is, I think you'll be like... Well, no, I won't say what you'd be like.
It's worth a listen.
It's worth a listen. Bearing in mind, the podcast is just meant to be the best bits of the week.
Mm.
So, you know, it's an hour and 20 minutes. And even if you listen to the show a lot, the stuff that you miss, because you can't listen 3.5 hours a day. Not even Dom does that.
No, I don't do that.
How long is the intro? So the intro is normally, hello, how y'all doing? Welcome. It's a really good podcast coming up. You're going to hear this, this and this. Anyway, roll the tape. Here we go. And that's it. How long is the intro roughly, Captain?
It is 17 minutes and 55 seconds.
That is 17 minutes, 55 seconds of me going, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
And then either A, chatting with Richard Branson about going to Necker Island, B, not chatting with Richard Branson about going to Necker Island. C, berating James because he hasn't bothered booking a guest. Or D, saying, I can't believe it. Well done, James.
Mm.
Or none of the above. You have to download the podcast to find out.
it's worth a listen.
It is worth a listen. And just like the radio show today and tomorrow, it'll be a Noel Edmonds free zone because he's not emailed me back.
Radio X.
Morning.
Coming up, more of me, Paul Turner, the voiceover guy.
Yes.
Telling you what's coming up.
That's good. Thank you.
More music for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Coming right up,
all
party
right.
People.
Yeah.
Banging tunes in the More Music Hour is on from 9.
Nice.
Plus, ring, ring. Yep. Oh, hi, Chris. That will be someone when Chris calls them to play the 25,000-pound box shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God the weekend ended and it's right back to Monday again. Right?
Right.
Right? The Chris Miles Show.
Calm down.
Radio X.
All right, so I'm going to play you a song by a beautiful lady, actually, Derek. And then it'll be the £25,000 box. Who will be on the air playing the game? Probably a bloke. We'll find out after Alanis Morissette. We'll play the game next.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five. I feel drunk, but I'm sober.
So that was Mr. Tickle.
Oh. I am Mr. Chris. I can see the future. I can read your mind.
Ooh.
Do you remember the Mr. Men on television with Arthur Lowe doing the voices and the books?
Beautiful.
Of Roger Hargreaves' characters, the Mr. Men. Out of all the Mr. Men characters, I'm now going to read your mind. I want you to think of your favourite Mr. Men character, and I will read your mind.
Mr. Bump.
Yeah.
There you go.
It is Mr. Bump.
Yep, thank you very much.
Always has been, always will be.
Yep. Right, 8:15.
Gosh. What has happened?
Mr. Chris, I can read minds. I'm looking at you, Captain, and your favourite Mr. Man is... You don't have one. You're thinking, what the bloody hell are the Mr. Men?
I'm aware of the Mr. Men. I don't know if I have a favourite.
No, wait, don't tell me. You don't have a favourite.
Not really, no. Quite indifferent.
Thank you. Yeah. I knew it.
Indifferent.
Well done.
James,
should we do the competition?
Want me to move on and do the competition?
Yes, please.
Give up, never surrender.
Right, £25,000. Ready? It could go today. After that silly messing around link from me, today could be the day.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Guess the artist and win £25,000. Guess wrong, and the box remains secure.
All right. What are we on? Day what? 16?
16.
Day 16 of the box. I mean, the box gave us a clue on Friday, but it's still potluck, but it's still absolutely doable. This could have gone on day one. I genuinely don't know the answer, neither does Dominic. The answer, the artist that is the answer to opening the box, the key to unlock the box, that's locked in, it's done. And if a caller says that artist, they'll win £25,000. It might happen today. I have no idea who we're about to speak to. I have no idea what they're going to say. So when I ask them is when we'll all find out together. So we need a caller.
Selecting caller. Caller selected.
Okay, and that caller is you on line one.
Oh my God! Hey, Chris, I'm Wayne in Manchester.
Wayne, it's Chris in London.
Hello, Chris in London.
Hello.
Hey, Dom,
hey, Wayne, I'm Dom in London.
Dom, it's Wayne in Manchester.
Hey, Wayne in Manchester.
Wow, how are you?
Shocked.
Listen, you got £1,000, Wayne.
So, yeah, well done, Wayne.
Oh my word, that is awesome! Thank you so much. That it really is good right now for me.
Oh, good,
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you do, Wayne?
It's very boring, but I work in technology.
Tell us all about it. Come on,
I love technology.
Well, you had a caller on early on in the competition, said he worked in cloud technology and said he was one step better than the technology guys. I took real offence to that.
That's out of order, actually, Wayne, isn't it, when you think about it?
It is. He's so rude, so rude. They do what we tell them.
Oh, there you are.
That's it.
They are dogs.
Yeah.
They are. They certainly are.
Where in Manchester do you live?
I live near the Trafford Centre, a small little town called Ermston.
Mm. Oh, I know Ermston.
God's country.
It's lovely. It's lovely green. It's lovely greenery around here. It's what I like. Lots of trees.
Yeah,
it's
not nice there.
Yeah.
But Flixton.
Yeah. Flixton's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, Flixton's right next door to us. That's right, yeah.
See that?
Yes, that's
see
good
that?
Knowledge.
Leeds Manor, now my little areas.
Yeah.
All right, have you got family? Is it just you and your Todd? What is it?
I'm on my own right now. My wife has just took my daughter to school, and which I normally do, but I've had to sort of ruin her routine because obviously I got the call earlier to say that I was going to be selected.
It wasn't that early, by the way. It wasn't that early, just to let you know.
Well, no, it wasn't. It was 8. It was 8 o'clock-ish.
Right, just after we close the lines today. I can't stress that enough. If you're making it sound...
when you called me yesterday afternoon,
Chris, and said, do us a favour, mate, pretend to be Wayne in Manchester.
Yeah. You wrote me a letter last week.
Now, your daughter that's gone to school, your daughter is Charlotte, isn't she?
No, sorry.
Sophie.
Emily.
Do you want one more? No, it's not really a more common name, to be fair. It's not a weird one, but it's just not a common name, I don't think.
Lamppost.
Oh, you've got it, Chris.
Yeah.
Or Lampy for sure.
Lamppost Ashby.
What's her name?
It's Grace.
Grace.
Oh,
a
lovely
beautiful name. And your wife, your wife is Amy.
No.
Beth.
Sorry.
Fiona.
No.
Sarah.
Tony.
Oh, this could. How much time have you got? It's Jenny.
Jenny, sorry. Jenny. I was just about to say Jenny then.
Jenny. Oh, man. Oh, sorry. Beat you to it. I do apologise.
All right. So, you've got £1,000 guaranteed.
That's awesome.
That's yours. We'll put that in your bank for you. Now, you get to play for the big bucks. I might be taking that £1,000 off you and then giving you £25,000.
Oh, wow.
Should
that'd be nice.
Should we play the game?
Yes, let's play the game.
It is genuinely in front of me a big locked box with £25,000 in it. The way you unlock the box is by naming the correct Radio X artist. That's the key. And that's it. We don't know a lot. We know a lot of who it's not.
Mm.
But before you tell me who you think it is, Wayne, why have you gone for this artist?
Just one of my favourite artists. You play them quite a lot, and I've seen them quite a few times live, and I've just thought from day one that, obviously, why not? So, yeah. And they were in the Best of British sort of category.
Oh, so it's a proper Radio X artist. Oh, my God, this is great. Winning your favourite artist could be winning you a lot of money. I don't know what you're going to say. I love this bit. I literally have no idea what you're going to say, and I don't know if you're right or wrong. So, tell me then, Wayne, who is the artist that you think is going to unlock the box?
Chris, I think the answer is the Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys.
Mm.
Well, definitely a massive Radio X act. Should we lock that in?
Yes, please.
Your answer is locked in.
Right, nothing you can do now.
Wow.
It's such a weird game, because if you're right, you win £25,000. And if you're wrong, we still give you £1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
awesome.
Either
way,
still good.
You're having some money. But let's find out how much you're going to win, Wayne. Good luck.
Thank you.
For £25,000 is the correct artist, Arctic Monkeys.
You are wrong.
You know what? I'm gutted, but £1,000 is brilliant, so thank you very, very much.
It is a hell of a consolation prize, isn't it?
It is, it's brilliant. And, and speaking to your good selves as well, that's good as well, so no, which I really is, appreciate
Wayne,
it.
Wayne, which is better, be honest, speaking to us guys or the £1,000?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, the amount of money I wasted on you in the jungle, Chris, trying to get you to do challenges. Oh, yeah, really good speaking to you.
Right. Take that money off him, get rid of him, get lost,
Wayne.
Right,
Wayne.
Thank you.
The box remains secure.
Right, well done, Wayne. Lovely chatting with you. Enjoy your money. Right. We roll on. Day 17 tomorrow. I was waiting for the box to see if it would malfunction, but it hasn't.
Too.
So, remember, we have had a clue, and that clue, not the biggest clue in the world, but will certainly help. The clue was the correct artist to unlock the box is not a one-word artist. It's not a one-word artist. So if you've been thinking of a singer or a band, does that still fit the criteria? Would you like to play tomorrow? Would you like to, even if you're wrong, get £1,000 for playing the game just like Wayne? Then we need a caller. We need you to answer a qualifying question first. So I'll give you the qualifying question. And you text that by starting your text with the word box. All right? Here is your question. I want you to text the word box and the answer to this question. Trigger Happy TV first came to our screens 25 years ago. starring gigantic novelty mobile phone answering Dom. Who? Dom who? Text box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. So far, we've not had a female caller on this competition.
No.
I swear to God, it is just absolute picked totally at random, whoever gets to play. So it'd be nice to get a female on, but Mike, wouldn't it be great? We had the first female caller on. Imagine if they did it.
Yeah.
25,000.
Great, yeah.
So text the word box and your answer. Trigger Happy TV first came to our screens 25 years ago, starring gigantic novelty mobile phone answering Dom. Who? Text box, your answer, send it to 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You've got to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms and conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Sign me up, please. You come on tomorrow, we'll give you £1,000 just for playing, just like Wayne did.
Oh, my word. That is awesome. Thank you so much. That it really is good right now for me.
You're ungrateful, get. you could have said thank you.
Yeah.
I'm joking. So, we now know, because of Wayne, it is not...
The Arctic Monkeys.
Who do you think it is? Text box and your answer, 83936. You could be playing the game tomorrow.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Going on.